And it's just after 2 minutes past two.
Hello, Susie. Oh, hello, Susie. Hello. Hello. Buongiorno, Susie. Hello, Susie. Well, hello, Susie. Way to make a living. Here is Mr. Rufus Lump, who is a spokesman for Budgerigar's Lib.
Good evening. And again, good evening. It's a third time, good evening.
I love them all.
I could become a cult, you know. Budgerigar of the world unite. You have nothing to lose but your kettles.
Mr. Lump, could you tell us how it all started?
Yes. It all started with you saying here is Mr. Rufus Lump, who is a spokesman's budget of our ship.
Yes.
I said, good evening, good evening, yet again, good evening.
True.
Budget regards of the world, you like, I don't believe that you're cut off.
Yes, yes, yes.
You said, Mr. Lump, could you tell us how it all started?
Yes, I
said, it all started with you saying here is Mr. Rufus Lump, who is a spokesman's budget of our ship.
Yes, yes. Budget regards lib.
Said you said, budget regards.
Shut up! Budget regards lib. Isn't it a bit extreme?
Is it? Is it?
Yes, it is.
Who asked you?
You did.
You want to take the notice of me, I'm raving mad. I mean, I must be to take the interest in Budgerigar's Lib.
Enough of this burglary. Come with us now, listener, to a land of milk and honey, a paradise on earth, the strumming of steel guitars, the moon shining down on an unforgettable landscape. Yes, Wolverhampton.
Excuse me, am I right to the Black Country?
You've got to be joking.
Yes, Wolverhampton, where romance is in the very air you cough.
Think, what's all this Wolverhampton business?
I had a phone call from the Wolverhampton Tourist Board. They said, if I keep mentioning Wolverhampton on the show, not only would they send me a couple of crates of brown ale, but the mayor and corporation would come and babysit the wife and I while we go and throw stones at Harold Wilson. So, meanwhile, back in Wolverhampton.
Hello, stranger. What brings you to our fair city?
I follow wolves.
Oh, really?
Yes, I do a lot of gardening. It's much the same as following horses, but with the added spice of danger.
And now, here's a little-known recording of Princess Anne singing with My Little Stick of Blackpool Rock.
With My Little Stick of Blackpool Rock.
That's not Princess Anne, it's George Formby.
Damn, the wig slipped again. Hello?
One has warned you before. If this happens again, one will come round and slip your lip. Oh, ho, silver, the wind!
Who was that?
Either Anne Ranger or the Lone Princess. Encyclopedia of the Air, letter W. What?
A unit of electricity discovered by a rather deaf man.
Yes, you're right. When asked by a colleague what he was going to call it, he replied, what?
Do you realise, if he had been more polite, today you would be going into a shop and asking for 100 pardon bulbs?
Meanwhile, in the heart of the industrial north, looming behind the loom...
Mr. Hardcastle, Mr. Hardcastle! There's trouble at Mills!
What is it?
John says ale is getting bigger billing than him.
That little step took place in Wolverhampton.
Oh, it did.
Well, near enough.
All right, lads.
And now over to Wolverhampton. Shut up. Oh, all right. And now back to Rufus Lump, better, who once visited Wolverhampton.
Oh, no. You must appreciate that Budgerigars are entitled to liberation as much as anybody else, Mrs. Parkinson.
I am not Mrs. Parkinson.
I bet Michael's relieved about that. I mean, do you spend all day running up and down little ladders?
No.
All ringing little bells?
No.
Do you have the floor of your room covered in sandpaper just in case?
Yes, I do, but I'd rather not go into that. What progress have you made in Budge's Lib?
Well, what about Budge? He's now manager of a trust boutique in Endon. And two of them are members of Parliament.
Good heavens, I hadn't noticed.
Well, you wouldn't, would you?
No.
And just last month, one of our budgies married a member of the aristocracy. I have a tape recording of the occasion.
Do you dare the Budgerigar take Lavinia Moore to be your lawful wedded wife?
He's a pretty boy, but...
Well, you are, but do you take Lavinia Board to be your lawful wedded wife?
Who's a pretty boy, then?
It went on like that for quite a while, but it was a breakthrough for our movement.
Yes, I can see that.
Oh, I'll put it away then.
Thank you.
Unfortunately, the marriage was annulled shortly after. She wanted any children brought up as Catholics, and he wanted them brought up as ostriches.
I'll tell your mum where you were last Saturday night. I say, you chaps, have you seen this in the paper? Fellow went to sleep on a waterbed, his electric blanket overheated, and he poked himself to death.
Meanwhile, in a gothic mansion, with ivy creeping up the wall and Agnes climbing up the butler.
Shall I serve dinner, madam?
Yes, please, serve it.
Very well. It's meatballs.
15 laps. Don't be familiar, you're naughty man.
Sorry, darling.
Meanwhile, in the billiard room, what are you going to do next, Colonel?
I think I'll pop the black.
Oh, that hurt!
Hi, fans. Dennis, I'm not a queen king here. Hello?
It's a fit here. Oh, stop doing that!
And now, here's a little joke. My darling wife, what's her name, ran up to me on her sewing machine. She ran up some curtains last night, couldn't get her down for hours. Every one a near miss. Here we go, two flies crawling up a mirror, and one said, I've never looked at it that way before. Ah, well, you can't win them all. One, just one, that's all I ask. One!
Keep it up, you'll get one.
Now, here is a warning to all motorists. Switch off your radios, Barry's going to sing.
When the moon is on the rise, dear, and the dew is on the lawn. When the button's on the fly, dear, and the flash is on the corn. When the ice is on the heat, dear, and the air's on the loo. When the policeman's on the tape, dear, I'll come flying back to you. When the stars are in the sky, love, and the bottle's in the bed. When the grit is in your eye, love, and the company's in the red. When the spot's in the thick, love, and the baby's in the rain. When my health is in the pink, love, that is when we'll meet again. But until then,
forget it. And now, over to Magic Roundabout. Oh, we seem to have caught Dougal at an awkward moment. So, in the meantime, here's a piece of jelly to share amongst yourselves.
Hello?
Is our Nicholas Barton here?
No, it isn't.
Oh, in that case, it must be. He gets everything wrong.
Encyclopedia of the Air, letter A.
Aphrodisiac, a drug or potion to heighten sexual feelings, or a treat of Scandinavian acrobat with vertigo.
Pardon?
Aphrodisiac.
Farewell, cruel world. I'm going. These are the last words of I, John Junkin, spinster of this parish. Fully paid up Hellraiser and all round good egg. Draw nearer, Tim.
I haven't got a pencil.
Barry, Barry, are you all there?
Good question.
Then you start, you peroxide with a hyphen.
Well,
please, stop. This is my dying suit. I'm going to the other side.
I can see.
But before I shuffle off this mortal coil, like.
Sounds like Palamine.
Camille.
Sorry.
I just wanted to say, it was fun.
Oh, thank you.
Nothing to do with you. I was talking about Elsie Treadle at the Cardona and how...
used to play Fritz Scrabble. I'll never forget when I laid down my emoluments, he was nonplussed.
He would be. Yeah.
To her, I leave my...
What are those?
My effects. Jimmy Savile. Keep on with the good work.
He's rambling.
To our producer, whoever he is, I leave my stopwatch.
Shut up, sorry.
To his secretary, that vision of splendor loveliness with the long auburn hair and the saucy skirt.
Who's that?
Red.
Oh. Oh.
The negatives are under a pile of socks in the dressing room. And to the BBC Center, I bequeath 4 puff jokes. And the one about him and the announcer. Oh, I'm sorry, that's 5 puff jokes. Oh, John, John!
Yes? Get on with it, for God's sake.
To Dennis King, my thanks for arranging my part.
I never knew. That's 6 puff jokes.
And to you, dear Tim and Barry, oh, everything's getting blurred. I can't see you, Barry, but then I never could. To you, dear duo, I lead all out funny income from my 2 commercials.
You understand, I'll play it.
Please. Divide the bananas between you. Goodbye, old friends. Goodbye.
Next, who are you?
John Junkin.
Hello, everyone.
What happened?
They said I was too young.
You liar.
May I be sucked down if I...
Watch it, Baldy.
And now over to our interview studio where Tom Filth is talking to Sir Harold Boringly Smug, our common market representative in Brussels.
Good evening, Sir Harold.
Good evening.
Good God, you're wearing a wig.
Why, I do.
I do apologise. That's the one thing they told me not to mention.
What is?
You're wearing a wig, Winston expression. Not a wig.
Not a wig.
Right, Sir Harold, or may I call you Harry?
Harry.
Become such an integral part of Europe in recent years, you can't see the joint. I mean, there's no part of it. I mean, hair we tend to bristle. Not bristle, blow our tops. No, oh God. Could you tell me off the top of you, I mean, where do we stand regarding Europe?
Let's look at the bald back.
You mustn't say that. No, I mean, I mustn't say that. I mean, these situations are delicate. Hairline decisions. Trade these things on the head, ground. The strain of your job is surely enough to make you lose all your... make it stand on end. I mean, with the stretches. Stretches, how do you relax?
Well, I frequently go to the theatre.
Oh, you can go to the musical Hair. Low, hair low, golly, wonk. With golly, wonk, not wonk. Can I switch? Change the subject.
Look here, I don't understand.
Yes, but yeah, I mean, keep your hair. I mean, here on this program, we try not to split hair in infinity. And I well remember Lord George Wig Brown. Lord George Brown. Who will bear me out, as will Herr Ulbricht. Mr. Ulbricht. I mean, you have an astonishing head. Head start over other two. Top men. May I say, in conclusion, do you need a comb? Commitment in order to succeed in keeping it straight. Keeping things straight in the high wind. In the high winds of diplomacy.
What did you off your head?
Well, at least I've got something on it. Hello, TV's personal column. Come to our bargain basement. You can't get lower than that.
Impress your friends with a jeweled half coronet. Everybody is buying them. Yes, there's a tiara boom today.
Man planning to go over Niagara in a barrel wishes to be talked out of it.
Henry. Please contact me immediately. What happened to the money from the last commercial?
Man wishes to exchange almost new trampoline for 4 poster bed and fuck.
Wimbledon Stadium, this Saturday, 7 o'clock, drag racing. Danny LaRue versus Dick Emery.
Motoring enthusiast wishes to exchange second-hand Jaguar for car.
If you wish to advertise in Hello City's personal column, for God's sake, make it funny.
Oh, that was heartfelt. Here is a newsflash. Oh, delicious. Would a snail believed to be on a walking tour of the Highlands please contact Maidstone General Hospital within the next 7 years? His mother is seriously ill with shell shock.
And now, here are Sidney Snail and the Trailblazers with a little-known recording of them playing Escargot, Escargot.
Eyes I grey mares, all along and along there in a long lane.
I want to go sucky to part up my hair with Mick Jagger,
David Essex, David Bowie,
Barbara Streisand,
David Hockney,
Elliot Gould,
Jolly Horn,
John Pilcher,
old Uncle George Melly and all, old Uncle George Melly and all.
Stop here, stop here, are you out or in?
People Stanovich, Rizal Harty, Anna Rayburn,
Muhammad Ali,
Burt Reynolds,
Michael Crawford,
Mike Parkinson,
old Uncle Lord Longford and all, old Uncle Lord Longford and all.
Tom Pierce, Tom Pierce, you're hot or you're not,
all along and along there and along me.
It's not what you do but the coverage you've got, like Juliet,
Jack Nicholson, Jack Jagger,
Mickey Bowie,
Dylan Christ,
John Bentley,
Rod Stewart,
Nicholas Parson,
Cliff Bop.
Nicholas Parson?
Oh, that's sad.
Oh, there we are, ballads and all. Oh, tell it a ballad and all.
Meanwhile, at an exclusive boys' school in a very upper classroom.
You, boy.
Yes, sir?
Are you maudlin?
No, sir. Start me any pencil.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Can you give me a negative?
No, sir.
Correct. Now, can you give me a double negative?
No. No, sir.
Good, good. Maudlin, you're not going to grow up to be... No, you wouldn't dare. Sorry, sorry. Stop picking your nose, Healy. Now, where's good then? If it takes 2 men 3 days to dig a hole 6 feet by 4 feet by 3 feet, and it takes 3 men 5 days, how can you get 4 men to dig the hole in half the time? And if you say nationalisation, I'll kill you. Stop going off, Thatcher. You're lucky to be here anyway. Stop ringing that bell, Hog. You're living in the past. Now, round and round the rugged rocks, the ragged rascal ran. Now, who can say that? Jenkins?
Not really, sir.
Oh, go on, boy. Give us a laugh.
Oh, all right. Round and round the rugged rocks, the ragged rascal rang.
By George, he's got it.
It's only my pencil, sir. Honestly, I can't.
That's not funny, Heath. Stop it. Ring your bell, Hog. I've had enough of this.
All out.
I'll say that if you don't mind, Gormley. Daisy,
Daisy, give me your answer to.
Daddy, why is that man talking to a flower?
The time, summer, the place, Whitehall. The typewriter mine, the joke's old. Secret agent 435 glances round to make sure he is unobserved. Unobtrusively, he slips through a discreetly painted door.
The gibbous moon is full tonight. Methinks there's thunder in the air.
Oh, you want the spy's place? That's next door. We're a dairy.
Oh. If you value your life, forget you ever saw me. And give me a raspberry yoghurt.
Will you ask the one who keeps coming out disguised as a postman? Does he want his eggs this week?
The gibbous moon is full tonight, can you think?
Never mind that rubbish. Have you got my eggs?
No, but I bring bad news. Agent Jim Bellybutton.
What happened to him?
He fell off the roof of Hackney Dog Stadium last night.
Where is he? I must see him.
Don't worry, he's in this carrier bag under the raspberry yoghurt.
Jim Bellybutton's dead. But he's our top man, he's our crack agent, he's our all-round expert.
He's the one man who can stop World War 3, 4, and 5 breaking out in the next 20 minutes.
He's also in his carrier bag under the raspberry yogurt.
Is he? Will he?
He's got a 50-50 chance.
What makes you say that?
They made me pay half fare for him on the bus.
Even if he lives, he'll be no use to us unless...
Unless what?
There's this crazy scientist, Professor Schlepp, who's doing very advanced work on androids. He may be able to help us.
What are you suggesting?
I think it'd be worth the department's while to get a government grant and get Professor Schlepp to put belly buttons together again. We present the 12-pound-37 New Sea Man. Starring Moira Anderson as Jim Bellybutton. Edmund Hockridge as Yvonne. The Leatherhead Cooperative Dramatic Society as Professor Schlepp. And introducing Magnus Magnusson as the Strawberry Yogurt.
Excuse me, at this point, I should like to wave to Sue and Chris.
Why?
They bought me a drink once in Sheffield.
Fair enough.
Thank you.
Adapted by Lovelace Trim from his own bestseller, Camping in Tangier, and I do mean Camping Ducky. Directed by Leonardo da Vinci, who was dug up special. Now, then, I'm from the Ministry. You must be M.
Yes, sir.
Well, M, it's about this request for the... Tell me, why do they call you M?
It's short for Emily.
Oh, well. Who's his own? About your request for a grant to rebuild Agent Bellybutton. The Minister has agreed and has given you a grant for £12.37.
£12.37?
Yes, well, it was going to be £6 million, but we sent Bernard Manning on a cultural tour of Russia.
£12.30? We couldn't even rebuild Ronnie Corbett for that.
Well, that's it. That's it. Take it or leave it.
Of course it is possible. In this laboratory, everything is possible. With a little tuck here, a little stitch there, another crossy tuck here, and a tiny little stitch there, you see?
What is it?
The dress I'm going to wear at the office party this evening. When I go dancing, I'll look so entrancing, I'll call me the belle of the ball. Well, regarding a Jim and Bellybutton, I could cut it away sometimes.
But not far enough.
No. I can make him work again for you, Jim Bellybutton, but obviously at least purchase. It will not be so much a Roger Moore with the stamina of Martin Peters, nor Patrick Moore with the stamina of Sylvia Peters.
Well, do the best you can, be quick about it. I need Jim Bellybutton. We've heard the Russians are planning for the first strip club in space. 12 of my men have tried to get plans and none have returned.
12 men are terrible.
Not so much that. Each one's with a dirty raincoat and they're expensive, you know.
Very well. You shall have a new Jim Bellybutton by end of the week. I'll start just as soon as I've given Bob Monkhouse his annual service. Blast this lavatory door, it's always fitting. Now, to get to work on Jim Bellybutton.
Well, gentlemen, I can assure you Agent Bellybutton is a completely new man, give or take a paper clip. At this moment, he is in an aircraft about to be dropped into East Germany.
Five parachutes.
Damn, I knew there was something.
Guten Abend. I was walking along, minding my business, when out of an orange-colored sky, bless them, elephant, I was hit on the head by this strange gentleman, with a camera blinked into his nose, and a raspberry yogurt for a left hand.
Hello, treasure. I'm a spy. Could you direct me to the strip club?
Got him, him is.
No, I'm sorry, I haven't.
Oh. Come with me, you British fool. I will protect you. I have fallen for your taking way and your elastic knee.
Stop. Stop or I shoot.
They are doomed. It is Igor Blimey, Russian super spy. They say he is made of steel.
Hello, Igor, little Russian treasure. I am a super spy, too.
Put up your raspberry yogurt and fight.
Certainly. Here, Chuckles, would you hold this for me?
What is it, your survival kit?
No, it's my left foot. It keeps dropping off.
How strange.
Not really. Doesn't your foot ever go to sleep? Come on, Igor, a fight through the desk.
Oh, 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 oh.
when the dust had settled, there was no sign of Igor or Belly Button, but where they had been stood the prettiest combine harvester you ever did see. The end. Dennis Andrew King, Form 4B, West Ham Grammar School, Forest Gate, London, England, Europe, the world, the universe. Well, that's me homework finished. I'm going off to chase some girls now.
Ta-ra!
Ta-ra, Cheeky.
Bye-bye, Cheeky.
This program is written and performed by John Duncan, Timber Taylor and Barry Cryer. The music was played by the Dennis King Trio. And produced by Bob Oliver Rogers.
And you can hear a repeat of that program on Saturday at 7:02 on Radio 2.